All right, it's been a few weeks since the Dennis Rodman in the Mix storyboards dropped. We're also recording this on the day, on happy NBA day to you fellas. I got mixtape in here. Another season is upon us with more soap opera drama storylines in the NBA. But all of the modern day shit pales in comparison to what the Worm was doing about 20 years ago. One of the most dynamic, ridiculous characters in human history. I'm going to take it. I'm going to throw it to human history. Certainly on the basketball court, but ending with North Korea, Trump, Kim Jong, Celebrity Apprentice.
And you think that's where it ends?
Yeah, well, like the endings are.
Yeah, up to right now, let's say. Yeah, there's a lot more for the Worm. Let's hope. I had to get you guys in here to get your opinions on the Worm. From a basketball point of view, from a pop culture point of view, from a human history point of view, the Worm.
Well, I want to point out, I don't even know if you have to knock on wood, because I think he's just Keith Richards.
He's like, just going to live forever?
They keep jamming stuff into him, and it's the Three Stooges effect, where it's all trying to fit through the door, and none of it can to go take him out.
He's going to live like 150.
Yeah, he's not going anywhere anytime soon.
I sincerely hope so, because as the story continues to unfold, it's just like, how much more ridiculous can this get? And the whole premise, the whole point of why I did Storyboard is because I just feel like he's underappreciated. Everyone's like, ah, that's the Worm. He's crazy. He dyed his hair and he was like a bad boy. And it's like, well, he was fucking incredible.
Mm-hmm. He had five rings.
Yeah, like, five rings. Led the league in boards 7 straight years, including peaking at like 18 and a half a game.
Right.
He was
215 pounds.
I mean,
6'5".
So undersized that the growth spurt to even get to that point is like physically, humanly impossible. When you really look at it, he's very underappreciated in every way. It's like, no, wait a minute. Let's back up. This is one of the most compelling stories of all time, rather than just like, oh yeah, he dyed his hair silly colors. I was like, where do you think the story ends for Rodman? You think he just keeps
long
going
after us? Long after, yeah.
2084 election.
You remember, I mean, were you watching him intently back when he was doing his thing?
I mean, yeah, because like I've said a lot, like my first favorite team wasn't the Celtics, just because like they weren't on, and it was the '90s Celtics, and they were garbage because Len Bias died. So it was always like Shaq was the first jersey, Orlando Shaq was the first jersey I had, and then it was probably like my 6th birthday, I got the full Bulls Jordan with like the shorts, the champion
pinstripes?
Jersey. No, the red,
not bad.
The pinstripes are good, but I mean, I drop this all the time. I think they went 2-4 those jerseys.
The year they
set the wins record, like those jerseys are super cursed.
True story.
It's crazy because it's such a look. Rodman was someone who obviously you couldn't be alive in the '90s not know who Dennis Rodman was. He was just making head like I feel like he was the original like Kris Jenner. The way he was like, oh, I'm going to marry myself.
Puppet master. That was my point of it all. Is that he's like, he was so ahead of his time. Mm-hmm. If he did everything he did then, now, I don't think anybody bats an eyelash. All right, so you dye your hair crazy? Fucking Kanye did that the other day. So you have a celebrity girlfriend? Everybody in the NBA already has that. You're outspoken? No big deal. You dress ridiculous? Everybody else does. He just was ahead of his time.
Pascal Siakam, the power forward big man for the Toronto Raptors, has full-on face tattoos, who I believe is the only guy in the league with actual, like, on his face, not, like, naked and
shit.
I
didn't even know that.
That's what I mean. Yeah. No one cares.
Right. Everyone's like, he's got his nose pierced. Oh, my God.
I remember they were mad he was wearing, like, 91. They were like, that's not a basketball number.
I mean, he couldn't do any. By the way, the 91 jersey was
strong.
A hit
was
as well.
I still have it.
It was a good look.
That with the pinstripe was something special.
Yeah, the signature shoe, it was a good look. I mean, when the Rodman joints
came
out.
Yeah, the swoosh like that came across the tongue. The hype, whatever. He just, like, nobody appreciated what they had in that moment. Fucking David Robinson, you got to go to church. The fuck out of here. Look at this man. You think he cares about going to church right now? That's why I fully respect how the Bulls did it. Like, Phil Jackson, like, kind of made him apologize because of the bad blood with the Pistons and the Bulls when he showed up, and then they just didn't speak.
Listen, I'll tell you what. For as much shit as Kevin Durant gets, Dennis Rodman just, and I know he went to a team in between, but still, like, that. I don't know if Durant signs with the Lakers, then signs with the Warriors, people would have cut him some slack. Get the fuck out of my face.
He was on
the Pistons, the team that literally made Jordan question whether or not Scottie Pippen could even continue to be his teammate, and he went to that team and joined them, and of course they won all those fucking titles.
Yeah, but the only thing I'll say is that, like, so he went to the Spurs, they were like, we couldn't handle him.
Right.
And I really think the only people who were willing to put up with it and were like, it's almost like the Belichick and Brady effect in football.
Right,
where it's
yeah.
like, let's take this malcontent. They're going to fall in line. I think that in a weird way, the Bulls was the only destination for him. So I can't knock him too much.
Thing. Like, yes. He goes like Dave Robinson, great player. I don't know if he got Dennis Rodman's respect.
No,
like,
sir.
Rodman yeah. was in there. No. You look at Jordan, like Phil Jackson, like, okay, I can respect these guys.
Right. That not only can they all ball or like the best in their craft, but they had gone to war together. There's like a mutual respect.
And against each other.
Yeah.
So like they both know right. what they're made of.
And I mean, he said, like, we did not have a conversation. Like, yes, on the court we talk, like, yeah. communicate about the game, but that's it.
Pretty good.
And you think about, like, today, like, Westbrook, Durant, Harden, drama, who can get along, who can't, Dwight Howard's of the world. It's like, well, who cares? Like, just don't talk.
Right,
rebound.
Yeah.
Fucking play. You don't have to all get along. Nowadays, I feel like it's everybody's got to either be friends, or if you're not, it's like, ooh. Yeah.
Why aren't they friends?
Yeah.
It
why don't
like
they
the
hang
Jimmy
out?
Butler shit. Like, it feels exactly yeah. like that. Like, Rodman went into the Spurs locker room and was like, David Robinson, you're
yeah.
a bitch.
I don't respect you. I don't respect you. I don't respect, yeah.
Sean Elliott, fuck you, dude. Yeah. You look like E.T. I'm out of here.
He said it to Jordan. Jordan was like, no, wait a damn minute.
Yeah.
He was like, okay, I like these guys.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, well, we don't really like each other. We're not going to get along, but respect it. Let's go win 72 fucking games
yeah.
and make history. The North Korea shit to me was where, like, it finally clicked in my head that, like, wait a minute, we were watching something that is just simply preposterous. Like, he just rounded up a bunch of guys, a bunch of washed up, like, Kenny Anderson, Charles Smith, whoever else. Like, let's go play ball in North Korea. Those idiots just went along with it.
They're like, yeah,
imagine,
okay.
Imagine, all right. Yeah, imagine somebody, like, hey, let's get the gang together. Who's running this shit? Okay, Dennis? All right, let's follow him.
Well, yeah, right.
What? And he
went. We'll touch base with Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, hey, boss, tell us what we're going, Dennis. Like, and then you basically play pickup ball and get blacked out in North Korea for like 10 days.
Yeah.
That was
pretty good.
One of the most ridiculous moves ever. I don't know how he convinced other people to do it. I don't know how he convinced it to happen, be okay with it. Like, the risk reward of that is nuts.
I don't know if it's much of a risk.
He blows people up with anti-aircraft fucking artillery.
Yeah, but people
he feeds
like.
People to dogs.
He doesn't do that to the Bulls.
Well, I understand that, and that's why this all became a thing, is that young Kim Jong was like enamored with the 90s Bulls like the fucking rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't think that can change the drop of a hat? You disrespect him, you don't bow low enough or something, next thing you know you're being fed to the dogs.
Yes, Judd Buechler just drawn and quartered. Yeah.
He's tying Luke Longley's like shoelaces together. He trips into like a pit of like sharks. I would estimate that wasn't a top 100 most dangerous moment in Dennis
Rodman's life. That's true story.
Not even like he's probably like North Korea.
Another
on the
day
planet.
Apart.
Yeah. Stamp on the passport.
Yeah.
I love how he's what like how much credit can you really attribute to Dennis Rodman right now?
For
like
world
the supposed peace and denuclearization that's like happening but not really happening. You gonna give him the lion's share of the credit here, or is
I
he
think
just
that's when it's like time to get worried. If Dennis Rodman like did actually die, like then like what is
that's
John, like,
yeah,
like,
he's our
is,
yeah. What's he's the trump card. Yeah. We don't have anywhere to go but Dennis Rodman. Like that's our final straw. if he's out of there,
we keep running
the
Dennis Rodman play and it's
mm-hmm.
working.
I mean, I'll run that play until it stops, right?
Flying colors.
Yeah.
Until
the defense can figure it out.
Correct.
You know, right now.
The sexual conquest of Dennis Rodman might be his crowning achievement. It's not the five rings. It's not the world peace. Not the five books. Not the two movies. Madonna, Carmen Electra, supposedly at least like 3,000 others. The chick blowing him when he called into the radio. The Hamptons orgy where he broadcast it to everyone in the club by accident with a fucking lapel mic on. I mean, he is probably the greatest. Obviously, you throw Wilt out. I feel like he's got to be the greatest cocksman other than Wilt in NBA history.
Of our generation.
Yeah. Like in modern day, you know, history. Like Wilt, it's almost like his stats you got to throw out. All of the chicks
different
he was going to throw out. Like, who knows? I don't know what the fuck was going
inflated
on.
Inflated numbers.
Why? How? 30,000? Whatever. I feel like Rodman was a true blue, real deal, like 3,000-4,000 chicks.
You got to remember the ones he can't remember, too. So all that right. might be
you gotta
5, 6 grand.
That number. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He said that the most like common request was couples who were like, we want
to. Yeah, I can see that.
You can.
Sure.
Why could you see that?
You don't think like Leo gets that?
Yes, but he's Leo.
You don't think
like what? I mean, it's got to be some serious like true cuck shit if you want your girl to get plowed out by one of the bad boy Pistons. Like, I'm not trying to share my girl with Dennis Rodman.
I wouldn't want to share with, like, Larry Bird. Like, there's, I don't want to share with anybody.
I don't want to share with you, him, anybody.
But he was doing it with, like, the bad, like, if you were a big Pistons fan. Like, nah, I wouldn't, there's no Celtic who I'm, like, pretty good. Like, no.
No, it's
Tony
true.
Tony Allen getting out of it.
Like, but like, my bitch. Yeah.
But, like, let's say, you know, I would share my girl with, like, the Steve Nash sons. They're a particularly, like,
so
soft.
Steve Nash.
I want that taken off the record.
I want it back on again.
Two times.
We'll place it on the record.
Double it over.
Twice.
Yeah.
But, you know, the bad boy Pistons, like, I don't want Bill Laimbeer running through my check. You know, I'm not trying to do that. I don't want Zeke. I don't want Zeke in
Joe
my girl.
Dumas,
yeah.
Vinny Johnson. Hey, don't call him the microwave for nothing.
Yeah. He's just standing waiting. Like that steak done?
Yeah. Is it done? The shit look done. Like, Rick Mahorn. Just take your girl to town.
Oh, my God.
John Sally.
As I'm going through the names.
Spider Sally. Yeah.
Dennis might be actually one of the better picks as we go through some of the names here. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
He's probably directing it better because he's been in there in the mix. Yeah, this is.
He is a pretty. He's an unselfish ball player. Maybe he's an unselfish lover too.
Yeah,
that was one of my favorite things about Robin's game was how it was like kind of a joke. Like it was like you could laugh at it, but it was also extremely effective. Like
wild,
when he would grab a rebound and if he couldn't immediately out at the ball and he had to dribble it up the court, it was like what's gonna happen? Like if he had a coast to coast breakaway, it was like this funny laugh moment, but also was like, well, you know, he just grabbed his 20th rebound and like he put it in.
Third quarter, he shot
like 69% from the field. Like he was an effective player, but he was like a joke.
He's a true rebounding savant.
Right.
The way, like, when teams, like, warm up, they usually just focus on themselves. You know who's on the other side of the court. He would just stand at half court and watch everyone's shot just to count the rotations.
Right, how it comes off their hand,
yeah,
how it comes off the rim.
All of it. And, like, before you would even pull up to take the shot, he would be in place. He's like, all right, well, I know you usually go long, you usually go short.
Like if you do miss, this is where it's going to be.
Correct. And he knew his own team, too, because he obviously saw everybody. So it was, like, I remember, I think it was in the early 90s, Sports Illustrated wrote, like, a best rebounder of all time. And Wilt and Bill Russell, like, called each other, and they were, like, laughing their asses off. You won't find a bigger Bill Russell fan than me. Dennis Rodman's the best rebounder of all time.
Right. I mean, it was an art form for him. It's like, if Dennis Rodman was also 7 feet tall, actually, you know, I think it's almost like he wouldn't put the effort in because he's just a big guy.
It's the Isaiah Thomas theory. If he were taller, no one would have even seen him.
Right.
If he's 5'5", he's grabbing 28.
The shorter he goes, the more. I mean, if you could combine what he had mentally with the correct height and body, I mean, he would get every rebound. But the art form, I was going to say, it's probably a Duncan or a KG that results from that. But it was, it's like a weird, it's a strange thing to watch someone to rebound. You know, it's like you would turn on a game almost like, and you're watching him box out or you're watching him grab a rebound.
Yeah.
He made that sexy in a weird way.
Mm-hmm. He's throwing his body around for loose balls. Like, he didn't. I don't know if he knows what pain is. Like,
no, he didn't give a fuck.
Not
man.
A clue.
Nah.
He had no regard for his body. And like, I don't know. People keep popping up players like that. Like, and I don't know. He just doesn't get because of all the other shit. He doesn't get the credit he deserves for a basketball player. Because when we were doing our top 50, you had him on yours too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we both had him on ours, and we had people being like, Dennis Rodman. Like, what are you talking? If you're the single best at a single attribute, you're one of the greatest of all time.
Dude,
off the rip.
I mean, when you lead the league in rebounds 7 years in a row an era where, you know, there was a lot of fucking major players.
Right.
Charles Barkley, some of the other, like, great rebounders of the time. It's,
I also feel like that's selling him short, like, one title. But if he had 18, the next closest guy had 13. Like,
yes.
That's a title and a half. He's really got, like, 14
rebounds.
That's
a great way to put it. It's like, not only was I winning, I was blowing you guys out of the fucking water.
Yeah.
My favorite, like, cocky moment of his was just straight up refusing to go down on Madonna. Just like, I'm not going to do it.
Wouldn't have flown in this office, Kevin.
Youngstown Bob would be very ashamed to hear this from Dennis.
In hindsight, I feel like it's the right choice.
Good move.
Yeah,
right?
Good move by Denny.
That's got to be a blow to your ego when Dennis Rodman, who he has broken his dick 3 times having sex. He has had...
What a flick.
The way he described it, like, just the most idiotic thing I've ever heard. He was just like, I'm going to sit here, You go on the other side of the room, you run, and you jump onto my dick. Like a goddamn, that's like, cartoon character. Like the pussy was just going right. And he was like, yep. She missed, broke my dick. Like, no kidding, man. It's not Cirque du Soleil. This is just some random broad you're banging in a fucking hotel room.
That's when you know you've completely run out of ideas.
Right.
In the bedroom.
Very bored.
Like, I am so bored with the regular, like, gangbangs and shit that now I got to have you doing acrobatics.
Like, yeah, take this hammer.
But that man who does those things was like, I'm not going down on you.
Yes, that's about it.
That's a confidence killer.
And then A-Rod dated her 20 years later. What? Definitely went down on her.
Imagine going down on Madonna after Dennis Rodman's been
like
in there.
Like many years
like
after.
Like decades after.
Yeah. She was a different religion when Dennis Rodman said no.
She was like a different like reincarnation of Madonna.
Mm-hmm.
To go from Madonna to Carmen Electra, all-time 90s
Did he marry
babe.
Her? But they were married, right?
I think they might have been married for a cup of coffee.
It's like another, like, I don't... If you don't remember, you can't explain like how big Carmen Electra was at that time. Like, there was no Instagram models. It was no Twitter. It was just like, it was like Electra and Tyra Banks. Like, those were like the two.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like your favorite Instagram girl, but she stood out so much that she was able to like...
Just put on shows.
She was the only one.
Just hold this mic.
Yeah.
You're this attractive. Hold
put those tits out there. Hold this mic.
She was like, yeah, I can do that.
I don't know if I've ever said this anywhere in here, but Carmen Electra is my all-time number one.
She's your one.
Yeah.
Because of straight looks or nostalgia? Like, looking back on it, you think she's
I still think, like, the straight looks play.
those posters, man.
Oh, yeah.
The one where she's, like, bent over, like, straight angle. The other one, she's on the beach with, like, the gold. She was something, man.
Yeah, she had a great arch. She knew it all.
She knew what she was doing.
Yeah, Robin's like,
a pro's
pro.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. You'll do.
I would like that, yeah.
And then he goes on to marry himself.
Yeah.
From Madonna to Carmen to like, I'm just gonna fucking marry myself because I'm a bisexual, like, whatever. I mean, I feel like nowadays, you know, there's like 50 different genders and 50 different sexual preferences. Like, we should just have one called Rodman.
Yeah.
He's just his own. Again, so ahead of his time. Everyone was freaking out about that back then. Now it would be like, yeah, well, of course, he's gender neutral and non-binary. And
yeah, like wearing dresses and stuff, they kill Young Thug for it. Rodman was doing this in like 94.
Dude, he was so ahead of his time, man. He would have been the Kris Jenner. He would have had
nails,
his own show.
He would like paint his nails and
like,
all that.
That was the big deal. Dave Robinson's freaking out about it. Nowadays, it would be like, you know, you'd win some sort of like award from the NBA for being diverse or some shit.
He still might get that. That wouldn't shock me.
I would like to see him in some sort of role. I need him to be like Adam Silver's assistant or something. Some shit.
Oh, what was it? His Hall of Fame speech? He just like cried the whole. No, it was when the Pistons retired his number.
Yeah,
and he was just crying the whole time. So yeah, it's crazy to see him get emotional about that guy.
Emotional cat.
He seems like a guy who like wouldn't give a fuck almost.
No, I feel like he's been through so much, and like, I mean, the suicide attempts and the depression and all that. Like, and I think he very much knows he like really had no business ever even being in the league.
For sure.
To be at a point where you're getting retired numbers and winning rings and shit, I think that like all hits you hard.
It's also like doesn't get like we talk about the rebounding and stuff, and he was a power forward. Like when he was on those Pistons teams, they were like, "No, you cover Bird." Like, he was like a two.
Yeah, he was like, okay.
He was like legitimately like shooting guard, small forward with no. Like, offensive game at all. He was just out there just, like, locking up.
The original, like, no position, you're a two, you're a three, you're a four.
Yeah,
again,
guard
Dominique, time, man.
You guard Michael Jordan, when you guard Charles Barkley, and he's like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, done.
What,
what, two defensive player of the year? At least one, I think.
I thought
it was
three.
I know.
It might be two.
At least
you're right.
Yeah.
You need more of that.
Yeah, I mean, it was, like, I feel like Ron Artest got, like, the crazy drink at halftime, like... Like, he was pulling down Paul Pierce's shorts to try and get in his head, like, yeah, you were just Rodman light.
Right. That was, yeah, that was, like, every playbook, every line from the Rodman playbook.
Yeah, two. 90 and 91, like, when Jordan was becoming Jordan, he was like, no,
he was
I'm the best defender
down
on the world.
All
yeah.
those guys. So, the most versatile on the court, the most, like, compelling off the court, and we'll see what's next for the worm in the years to come, because he just keeps up in the ante. If North Korea is just another step in the fucking, you know, in the track here,
he
like
takes on Russia next.
That's gonna be Putin. Yeah. You know, that's what I was just thinking. It's got to be Putin next.
Too.
Good Lord, heaven help us.
Or like, who's the Canadian guy, Thoreau?
Yeah,
yeah.
What, just body him?
No, I have to. I don't need like they joined forces or something.
He,
yeah,
he gets all of them.
Yeah. He gets all of them in a room.
Korea,
like, well,
Canada.
We just
Putin,
need him to like eventually run his own country. Like Putin break him off one of these like fake Russian countries or some shit.
Where
just like, here
from,
you go. Yeah, exactly. Dergamenov type shit. All right, man. We appreciate the Mixtape Boys coming through.
We appreciate Dennis Rodman.
Be on the lookout for the next storyboard NBA related Malice at the Palace.
Yeah, Pistons related.
We'll talk to...
thank Christ Rodman wasn't in that.
There'd be some dead people. That punch that
Jermaine
was missed would not have been missed if it was Dennis Rodman, put it that way. So we'll get Trill and Coley's take on the Malice at the Palace for the next storyboard later in November.